Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Okay, oh wait. I need to explain the game, which requires me seeing the PDF.
What?
This game has rules?
Yeah, it's kind of
sounds
too bad.
Lame.
It does sound lame.
I just wanted to draw a robot.
Then well, like, we'll get there.
I'm a crossing!
I suspect it's going to be very similar to that.
My character jumps out of the robot and gynaxes while you macross.
Yeah, that's...
Ah. Hey, we already have that in a campaign.
We had macrossing and gynaxing simultaneously?
Not simultaneously.
Not simultaneously.
But one right after another.
When was the macrossing?
During the One Piece campaign.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, I was like, this didn't happen in Apocalypse World.
No.
I can imagine that somebody gynaxed, although I don't think that happened, but...
No, it is unlikely. There's not enough food in Apocalypse World to feed the size of breast it requires to gynax.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, I'm just gonna read most of this down, since it's, like, four pages of content, and who cares? Vesna Thaw, so Vesna is V-E-S-N-A, Thaw is like thaw, like warmth, stuff warm. It's a game about two things, giant radiation-powered robots and trying to build a new world out of the ashes of the old that takes place in post-nuclear, post-Soviet Russia. The vestiges of Russian civilization survive in underground bunkers built a decade ago in preparation for the possibility of atomic war. That war has come and gone, and the individual communities unable to communicate and cut off from physical contact by the radiation surface world are dwindling. No single community has all the resources it needs in order to survive for much longer. As the remnants of the apocalypse fade, the surface becomes marginally safer. The old Soviet communications networks have started to come back online just enough so the communities know they're not alone. Many communities take whatever mechanical and electrical knowledge and materials they can scrape together and construct oversized mechanical vehicles with which to navigate the hazards of the surface. These constructs, simply called robots by the people, are the only way to bridge the gaps between communities. The pilots that have volunteered to take them out into the wild are both honored and regarded as fools. In this game, each player will play the role of one of these pilots. You'll try to solve the problems of your community, reach out to alien communities, brave the dangers of the surface in your robot. The game will follow a similar trajectory for each pilot. Your early attempts will be met with little success. Once you focus your effort and firm your resolve, you'll be able to get done what you set out to do. The life of a pilot is necessarily constrained by your constant exposure to radiation, however. Your story will end in a blaze of glory. Each player has a character sheet. This is used to record the most pertinent information about your pilot, your community aspects, the hazards you will use to make the lives of the other pilots difficult. This group will also need a good number of 4-sided, 6-sided, and 8-sided dice, and 10-sided dice. Everyone will need a pencil, not a pen. You'll be using the eraser. You can copy your character sheets from one in this issue, or download them from npddesign.com. The first thing you do is you choose a name for your pilot. Does anyone have any ideas what they want their name to be? You only need a first name. You'll have a name and a call sign. Make them appropriately.
A name and a call sign?
Racer's still over there.
So, the next step is to draw your robot in the box provided. Now, hold on. Before you put pen to paper,
everyone's
going to have a hand in everyone else's robot.
Oh, balls.
Both because using the creativity of your friends is cool and to emphasize the kit-bashed nature of how these robots actually look out on the frozen step. So your robot will have 6 main elements. Things like power plants, weapons, legs, wheels, cockpit, armor, whatever you like. Here's an example of the Royal Robot. So this one has a periscope, a rocket launcher, a 360-degree coupler, which looks like it was taken off of a crane. Half-full oil barrels, evidently. Tractor treads and a dozer blade. So it's sort of a combination between a battle bot and construction equipment, I guess.
So we'll each draw 3 elements of our robot and then pass it around.
Yes, that's precisely how it works. Now,
since there's 4 of us,
you get to choose what order elements get drawn in. So do you want to draw a core and have your friends embellish it, or do you want to work off the material they give you, or a combination of the two? I think I'm going to draw 1 or 2 elements and give it to other people. Maybe I'll draw 1 element. Yeah, I'm going to draw 1 or 2, give it to other people, and then I'll finish it off. But anyone can do it any way they like.
So what are these elements?
Basically, it's sort of like you see here. So, like, the couple is an element, the rocket launcher is an element, the periscope is an element, the oil drums that it's evidently the entire torso of the middle portion of the robot is made of half full oil drums for no good reason. The treads are an element, and the thing is an element. So every piece of your robot is an element.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to decide how that works.
Okay.
Yeah. And draw, like, a little dot and a line from it. You don't have to name it right away, but... Or you can. Yeah, draw the dot and the line, and then name it, but don't give it a power yet. We'll do that afterwards.
Power. Okay. So we're gonna draw robots now?
Draw your robot.
What will the robot do?
Now, the next step, if everyone has drawn all the elements of their robot, is to assign two elements of the robot a D4, two elements of the robot a D6, and two elements of the robot a D8. You can just write that. And D4s are better. So the smaller die, the better.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so I get two D4s, two D6s, and two D8s.
Mm-hmm. Does everyone have their numbers assigned?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The next thing we're going to do is we should probably draw a map or use one of the existing maps and place our communities and maybe name them at this point. So, does anyone want to use one of the let's put out the pre-generated maps and see if there's one that anyone really wants to...
Kind of like this one.
These on that one.
All kinds of stuff.
Okay.
The motherland.
Yeah.
Here be monsters.
There is always monsters.
Intelligence uncertain.
The radiation, make everything grow huge.
Horrors.
Sure. Okay.
Works for me.
So, let's identify our home.
I claim the walking city.
Okay.
It looks too much like my robot to not.
Alright. So... Why don't we write... Do you want to write you or your pilot's name on there? Circle it, maybe, so that we know that that's, like, a city. No, okay, that works. I was going to say circle the whole thing, but whatever.
That's where it was yesterday. Now it's over here.
Okay. So, this is how community aspects work. You are going to be given a 3, a 2, a 2, and a 1. And basically, your 3 is your thing you're really good at, and your 1 is your thing you're really bad at, and I will read what they mean. A community with high technology levels still has access to some of the Soviet era tech in good working order. It has a number of skilled mechanics, technicians, scientists among its ranks. You can bring in technology dice when the scene concerns technology, making repairs or interacting with scientists and technicians. A community with high leadership has a leadership system that works well and gets things done. Maybe concentrated or distributed, democratic or communistic, but whatever it is, it works. You can bring in leadership dice whenever a scene concerns working with, for or against community leadership or when interacting with leaders of your community. A community with high population is either a large or extremely productive and robust group of members. It may be large and versatile or small and very skilled and motivated. You can bring in population dice when a scene concerns issues related to population growth or control or when interacting with the general population of the community. Community with a high stability is a good relationship between its leadership and its population. Stability usually but not necessarily follows from having high scores in both of those. A community with high stability has solid working relationship between leadership and the people. Or some other factor that helps the community endure. You can bring stability dice to see where it concerns issues directly related to its stability when trying to shore up the community or when trying to drive a wedge between the population and leadership. These are largely for color. But, again, you have to bring them in or not. So, I think I will put... We are very happy at the bottom of our hole. I will put a 3 in stability.
We have loads of people, but terrible leadership.
Are you going to put a 3 in leadership? Well...
I don't know.
If you do, we'd all have 3s in different things.
I think that's what I'm going to
have. What do you have yours in?
Tech.
Tech, of course.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely not going to have three in tech. Now,
your robot has a better soul.
I'm not sure whether I want to have a one or a two in tech. Because I could see the battle planes as a source of tech.
I'm putting a one in population because we live at the bottom of a hole. That's probably a nuclear crater.
And I will put
two. I'm just saying.
I put a one in population because people keep falling off.
Mm. You're off of the walking city.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have a one in stability.
Okay.
But a three in leadership.
This makes no sense.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
With fewer people to govern.
When there's an eye watching them, they're very good. And when there isn't...
Right. The final step in Fuyoshi is the five vertical stars underneath your hazards. These are hazards that you will create. You don't have to create them now at all. You'll have a 3, 3, 2, 2, and 1. 3, 3, 2, 2, and 1. And the way this works is you will... When you bring... So, the aspects of the community is actually, if I bring in stability, I can put bring 3d4 into the pot, basically. So, for hazards, you can basically, on somebody else's turn, you basically give them, you dictate, at least one person will dictate a hazard. In fact, the person whose turn it is can force one player to, if they have a hazard available, to dictate a hazard. If you haven't decided what the hazard is, you decide what it is. You reduce the number by one since you've used it up. These are your points to spend on hazards. And you hand the player a d10, which they must roll along with their thing. This is not the number of dice, it's the number of times you can use it.
Okay,
now you don't know what... I mean, you can decide what your hazards are. If you want to add some flavor to the game before we start, you can add some hazards.
What's an example of that?
Okay, so,
like, is rebellion a hazard?
Yes. Okay, monsters, obstacles, and dangers, blah, blah, blah. You can write what it is. A radioactive snowstorm, a mutated yeti, a niggling robot malfunction, a displeased pilot's mistress. You do not need to nail down all five hazards right now, but if you have an idea for a hazard you'll definitely want to play, you should write it down. If you don't have anything concrete in mind, you can wait till an opportune moment to play.
Well, so we create our own hazards?
You create your hazards that you're going to apply to other people.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That I'm going to apply to others.
Yes.
I see.
So it's... So, okay. Let me talk about how scenes work. And Yanni, by virtue of the fact that he has the most facial hair, will call for the first scene.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how it works. We'll all introduce our pilots, we'll present our robots. I think we've all seen everyone's robot pretty much, but we can describe the details of it. And then what you do is there's three kinds of scenes. There's color scenes, conflict scenes, and fight scenes. When you call for a scene, or action scenes I should say, you'll see because there's three scene tracks at the bottom of the bottom of your character sheet. When you call for a scene, you put a tick mark in the leftmost available box on your track. If you get to TN6, if you get to the rocket, then you will go out with a blaze of glory this scene. However, you can choose to pass and then not take scenes. Your next scene will be going out in a blaze of glory, but you can choose to pass and not take scenes for a while. But if you go out in a blaze of glory and you succeed, you win. So that is how you win the game. And there is a winner. Yes, the person who dies first that way wins.
The person who first dies in a blaze of glory wins.
Successfully dies legit. In a blaze of glory. You can fail that scene, in which case you just die.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Although you can still throw hazards at other people. So basically, colors. When you first call for a scene, you put a tick mark in the box. The filled in box of that row tells you what your target number is. You must roll that number or lower to succeed on one of your dice.
Okay.
When you call for a scene, you decide what kind of scene it is. Color scenes are used to help... So if you succeeded a color scene... here's the prep over here. So I'll just do this easy. Color scenes help you move more quickly through your other scenes. So once you describe how your actions help out later, so you're building, it also is a chance to like show your pilot, interact with some other, and create some NPCs and interact with them, describe your community, that sort of thing. At the end of a color scene, you'll make your roll. If you succeed, you can check off the leftmost space of one of the other two tracks, conflict or action. Your next, which advances you one without having to take a scene. Your next scene has to be there in that type of scene. The other thing you can do is repair a damaged part of your robot. When a part of your robot is damaged, you draw flames on it. You must draw flames on it, and you can no longer use it until you repair it. A color scene can be used to repair the robot. The way roles work is you... these are eight-sided boxes, the color sheet, your scene track boxes, so you always get a D8. Then you will, then someone can offer you a hazard of their choice by ticking off one of their hazards, or they can, or you can call, if no one offers a hazard, you can call for them, you can call for a hazard from someone and they must use a hazard if they have one available.
This is in conflict scenes?
Or? No, this is every scene.
Oh, okay.
Actually, this is every scene, yeah. So you'll get the D8. They will hand you a D10. Not that it matters that much. That represents the hazard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you can bring in, if you like, any number of... Like, oh, I want to talk about... the relevant thing here is my technology factors in, so I'll dump it before it. Okay? And, you know, as you narrate, you can just pull more dice. Or other people can offer hazards, and you have to work them into your scene. This is the other trick.
Okay.
Be reasonable when offering hazards, but each player, up to one hazard from each other player, can be put into the scene. And that means you get additional D10s.
So do you just, like, they're all like, and then I, like, use my people are so stable that they like fend off the new board successfully, and you're just like, and the mole people attack, and or something. You just kick in their door, and you're
sure.
Like, boom, have
everything
this
was great, and then the fire in it, the mole nation attacks.
Huh?
Yeah,
then the mole nation attacks.
Scenes. She should be short to the point. You can bring in any amount of backstory relationships with NPCs. NPCs in the scene are played by their players. You get to assign them to demo and volunteers for one. So I get to frame. I get to say where we are, who's there, what the scene is about. And, you know, again, if it's reasonable to bring a hazard in. And the hazard might just be tangentially, but what about the mole people? And then, you know, now in an action scene, the mole people should just stomp in. Right?
Okay,
yeah.
So in a color scene, you're all like, yeah, repair my robot. And somebody's like, I only repair the robot on Friday. Mole people attack on Thursday.
Yeah.
Easy to know.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so you might say, well, but the leadership in my... I'll have to ask the leaders in my community, so you bring in the two leadership nets. Okay. So here's actually the little trick here.
I have a piece of paper, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict scenes... is a second entity. Conflict scene is a non-physical, non-violent competition with something or somebody that opposes my interests. With conflict or always binary imposed, or something you probably want, the other person doesn't want. You could just say this conflict scene with this particular NPC, let's play until a conflict comes up. The conflict should have something to do with your community, directly or indirectly. You should bring in some community dice for this one. Once you're ready to resolve a conflict of interest one way or another, you roll. If you succeed, you get what you want. Also, you get to add one to any of your community aspects. If you fail, the opposition gets what it wants. Also, you must subtract one from an aspect that contributed dice to the roll. If you didn't bring in any aspect, that is your choice. You can actually have multiple conflicts in a conflict scene if they flow one into the other. So you can actually... That's one situation where you can make multiple rolls. But it's... hazards in conflict scenes tend to be NPCs or attributes of the community that would negatively impact the pilot, so try to make that... Again, try to be reasonable with your hazards that you throw in. Action scenes. In action scenes, if it's a fight, you fight another pilot, somebody from your own or an alien community, or it's a hazard. You can ask another pilot if they want to fight, or ask another player to act as an NPC opposition. You fight one of the player's hazards in particular, if it's a point, if they spend that hazard on the scene. Bring the scene at the start of the fight, including any backstory as to why you're fighting. Just describe the fight until it gets to a climactic moment. If you win, you win. Hooray. You get to add one to one. This is how you get back a hazard. If you win, you get back a hazard. If you lose, your opponent gets to untake the rightmost box on one of your scene traps. They choose which. So that sets you back towards your blaze of glory. Hazards in action scenes tend to be about physical environment as well as actual opposition. If you're in a robot, you actually have a robot fight, and robot fights work a little different. We can get to that when we get to that. There is one other thing about rolling that you should know. So you have your target number, and that's based on what scene box you ticked off at the beginning of the scene. Notice it gets easier as you go on. You will get better and better and better until you go out with a blaze of glory. You can't live forever because by being out on the surface, you're absorbing so much radiation that you could possibly survive much longer than the game. There's a complication. If you roll the highest number a die can roll, then your community has a problem. In a robot fight, if you roll the highest number you can roll on a robot part, that robot part overheats and it blows up. And you can't use it.
Ever again?
Well, until you repair it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, rolling high is bad because anytime you roll high...
Is this like for each high roll?
No. Oh, but...
Just if any are high
D4s
rolls?
D4s are dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they will
succeed. I was wondering why I wouldn't just like throw wave after wave of my own men at it.
But, exactly. Yeah. So, and if you bring them in, you don't have to, even if you brought in, like, for instance, in this case, if I brought in stability, it may not be stability that takes the hit if I roll a four. Which is different than in a conflict scene, which conflict scenes, remember, so color scenes... Increase your scene tracks, repair your robot. Conflict scenes boost your community aspects. Fight scenes get your hazards back. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And possibly in a robot fight, you get to blow up parts of the other player's robot.
And fight scenes only happen in action?
Fight scenes are a specialist kind of action scene.
Okay.
But if you're in a conflict scene, and not only do you fail... But you fail and roll a maxed out die, you lose two.
Whew.
You can never lose more than one from rolling max. But you
lose two what?
Well, and remember, in a conflict scene, you bring in community aspects.
Scene tracks, I think.
No. You lose from your community stuff. So if I bring in technology as part of a conflict scene, and I biff it, I roll two fours, and my TN is three, and I biff all my rolls, then not only did I lose the scene and therefore lose one from technology, but I maxed out, which means I lose another one.
Mm-hmm.
So again, bringing in more dice can be bad. That's
so your technology would become zero.
Yeah, and if it goes to zero, you can't bring it in until you do something to fix it up.
You can't even bring it in just to roll at zero additional dice. Okay, and the mud people's technology is somehow irrelevant.
So you'd have to have another conflict scene to use your stability to get more technology. You see what I'm saying? Okay. But you'd be risking your stability.
Right.
Again, the game starts out really hairy and dicey, and it ends up pretty powerful. So, so I think that's basically the rules. Just remember, you're trying to roll your target number lower. You'll probably want to start out with a bunch of color schemes because there's not a whole lot to lose. But it does help you boost your other tracks. And then you'll move to conflict, and then finally to action as you start running out of hazards. The one thing you will want to know in the Blaze of Glory fight, in the Blaze of Glory fight, or the Blaze of Glory scene, whatever that is, there's a mechanic where instead of using your hazard to give somebody an additional D10, which is actually not all that powerful, it does slightly increase the chance they'll succeed. It'll also slightly increase the chance that they're going to hit a 10 and lose the community aspect, right?
It increases the chance of their success?
Well, they could roll one. The more dice they have, the more chance they have of hitting the bullet at target.
Right, because you just need one die to...
Yeah. Succeed. Now, there's gradations of success as well. So that's a second thing. But, it's more a narrative tool. But you want to have some hazards left, because when they go into their final fight, you can, so say he is in the defense, I'm going to bring in my community aspects, and I'm going to bring in my, add these parts of my robots, and all the rest of this and stuff, and you're like, oh, well, I'll spend my, instead of spending hazards to give him additional D10s, I can spend a hazard to replace one of his dies with a D10. In his Blaze of Glory.
Oh, really?
So yeah, okay. So we all save up our hazards. Normally you can only throw one hazard in, but then we can, like, they'll be rolling with a bunch of D10 and the target number is 6, so, you know.
Right.
We'll see how well he does.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyways.
So it could well be almost impossible.
Well, no, you don't have to win with everyone. You only have to roll one success. This is a silly game. I kind of actually wish that there was more penalty for rolling more dice and not succeeding on those dice. But typically, the success... it says something about success here, like, so... Okay, one success means that you do marginally well, two that you do acceptably, three that you do well, four that you do very well, and five more is a smashing success. So if you only have one success, story-wise, you haven't actually done all that much. Like, your Blaze of Glory may not be all that exciting. You really want five successes for your policy.
But do you require five dice for that, then?
You would need to roll at least five dice.
Whew.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's just how your character wants to go out. And
when
actually,
start
one of the
busting out hazards.
One of the variants that they actually say is that you can wait for everyone to go out. That's a thing that you can do. So you can just, instead of having the first person to go out and roll any successes wins, you can have everybody goes out and then who gets the most successes wins. Where's the best
like
Blaze of Glory? What?
That sounds like fun.
That sounds like more fun.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's not have it to be a race to the first.
Yeah. So really, it's conservation. You want to keep your hazards and all the rest of that stuff. And
I assume you can't bring any one hazard in more than once in the same scene.
No, and in fact, a player cannot bring more than one hazard in the same scene. Okay. So the most you can contribute is, each of us can contribute is one. I don't know actually
about
the most.
Can you demand all the hazards?
What?
You can only demand one. Oh. Like Yanni, give me a hazard. Will, give me a hazard also.
Hey, if I need more hazard.
Yeah, he's not hazardous enough.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the other thing doing scenes does is that if you want to drain somebody of their hazards because you really don't want to deal with it, you can deal with it earlier. And then they have to use the conflict scenes to... Now, the other thing, too, is the first one track that gets to TN6 is the one that puts you out.
Mm-hmm.
And... But regardless of what kind of scene you call, once you get to TN6, the target number is 6, and you know, and I don't know whether it's going to be the, I don't know exactly. So like, if you take a color scene and you advance conflict to TN6, then I think you get to choose any of them for your last scene. But it,
okay,
or probably should be an action scene, just because. You're lame if you don't. But still target number 6.
So your final scene can be any type?
I think your final scene ought to be an action scene. I mean, let's face it, right?
That's what I was thinking. But I was thinking,
if
you take your final scene and it's a color scene, what do you do?
That's
you're
dumb.
Like,
yeah.
It's like the end of Lost.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could do it, but you shouldn't.
Hig, you're a
that
friend.
That makes you a bad person.
We
but
are so happy.
If your color track hits 6, then... You can just take an action scene anyway. You see what I'm saying? Like,
because every time you hit a color scene, you also hit another scene unless you fail.
Yeah. So right. Like if you're at color TN4 and you succeed, and your actions at your conflict is at TN5,
mm-hmm.
you can jack your conflict to TN6, and your next scene will be because any of them have hit 6. Your next scene will be you're going out in the Blaze of Glory scene, and you could pick action scene if you wanted to. You really should.
Yeah. I was just
because otherwise you're lame.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's like, why does color even have a TN6?
For the success, does that require any success?
Any success.
So if you roll 8 dice and one of them is a success, you
totally
succeeded.
But you succeeded really lamely, and you have to narrate that into the story.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of this game actually is going to be the responsibility of not just playing to win, but playing to tell an appropriate story within the balance. Like... It's a weird game because it has these wonderful mechanics to generate like interesting story, but then has win conditions that aren't necessarily directly tied to those. So I would say err on the side of like trying to work everything into the story. Don't just try to shoot for TN6 and go out.
Yeah.
Because that's dumb. Well, everyone should introduce themselves and their... So Yanni is playing.
I am Leon, pilot of the Dark Star. Yeah, that's the name of my robot, and that's also my call sign. Anything more complicated is too confusing.
Will?
I am Roshenko. I am also known as the Grey Bear. Wait, Grey Bear Eagle. There are bear eagles.
Is that an eagle with no clothes?
Is that like an owl bear?
Yes, he's very similar to an owl bear, much faster though.
This is Dave, and I am playing
Valentina. I am the red fox.
This is Duncan Imniet. And my call sign is Abyss.
And then somebody says, Niet, and you say, Bap.
Good, not everyone is animals.
I'm not animals.
I'm a red fox.
What did you say your name was?
Valentina.
Where were you from?
I am from Baramapol.
Oh yes, I forgot to say. I am from Intelligence Uncertain. This is important character element.
Since I'm talking very quiet, I think I will make omnidirectional microphone.
Busted.
So perhaps it will hear me.
Leon is from Walking City. Walking City is coming for you.
And I'm coming to the city. Become, you know, a fallen hole.
And I am from Nuclear Forest. Roshenko calls this home.
I like my home.
So, I'm not entirely sure I'm doing this right.
So, here's what you're going to do. Are you going to call a color scene?
Yeah.
That seems like the sensible thing. So, cross out the first box on the color scene chart, put a tick mark in it. Okay. Make it a little bigger so that we can actually see it on from our... I mean, you know it's TN1. It's the first box in the thing, so you know, you're right over there. All right, you're going to call a color scene. You're going to frame it completely.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are, what just happened, who you're talking to, what you're trying to achieve. Remember, color scenes are for giving background, a feel for your pilot, your community, preferably showing you interacting with people or doing something awesome, either one, but not fighting. Or not, you know, either physically or non-physically with someone.
I think the Walking City has just come to this lake, and we are trying to decide whether we should go north or south.
Dead Dragonhead Lake.
Yes, the Dragonhead Lake.
Dead Dragonhead, CXFI here.
Or possibly for treasure.
No, see, I think it is I.
There's one faction that thinks we should cross the lake and look for the treasure at the X. And another says that we should travel south to the craters and look for treasure there. And others say that north is the way to go.
So
no one says east.
This frame the scene. So you go in the background now. So who's there? What's going on?
I think Leon has there's several of the leaders of our glorious city are there, and Leon is there and has offered to fly up and scout around in Darkstar, his robot.
Where is there?
Where's what
the lake? The island.
Are you in your robot? Are you at a council robot meeting?
Where are you?
I think I'm at the meeting, but not actually in the robot. Though maybe the robot is there as well, just not activated.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on the deck plates of the lookout at the top of the city.
And remember that you can bring aspects of your community or your robot, as long as they're even remotely relevant, in any as dice on any scene you like.
Okay.
So. So you need to actually name NPCs and like set the actual scene.
Okay.
Because otherwise we can't play them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'm still just not exactly.
I mean, you could be actually flying over the lake, describing what happens with one of your NPCs on the radio or something, or the council on the radio if you want. You can do anything you want. Make it cinematic. It's an early scene. It's a color scene.
Okay. I think Vlad is our glorious prime minister and...
Who's playing Vlad?
Who wants to play Vlad?
I'll play that Vlad.
Okay. And he is... And then there is... Sharonov, who is the daughter of the president for life, who is ailing, and so she has taken on all of his abilities. And there is we have a very convoluted political system.
President for life, prime minister.
Yes,
it's he's true. A figurehead for life. Man, who even does that?
Well, prime minister, we re-elect every third year. Someone like to play Sharonov?
It will play Sharonov.
And then I'm going to be flying in the Dark Star to scout out and maybe... What's a good name for a scientist?
Vlad.
No, we already have a Vlad. That would be too confusing.
Vladimir.
Otto.
What?
Otto?
Otto?
Otto.
Sure.
Yeah.
Otto is
some borrowed German muscle for your science.
He is our chief science officer, and while he doesn't have political weight, he everybody listens to him.
I'm going to play Otto.
All right.
So what is each of our agendas here in this scene?
I think Otto wants to go south. Vlad wants to pursue the treasure at the center of the Dragon Lake, and Sharonov wants us to go north to the new land.
We ready to start?
Sure.
But there are holes. Something could be in the hole. Something interesting.
It's possible. I'm fine with scouting out the holes.
If you go to the new land, we can start a brand new colony.
We do not wish to start a new colony. We are in the Walking City. We are the envy of the entire world. We are the only place left with civilization. Once, all cities were like this, I assume. And we need to look for treasure. Didn't you hear that there's treasure here? It could be gold, it could be oil, it could be lead. Think about it.
We do need more oil to keep...
It's very interesting because lead is the most precious of all metals.
It's true.
There is treasure in the new land as well. There could be treasure in the bottom of the hole.
We do not know that there's anything there.
The treasure is a fresh start.
We know
a fresh start away from the mutants and the radiation. Maybe not far away from the radiation, but...
Why do you think it's a fresh start? It's just different.
It is a new land. It is called New Land.
Just because it is...
Leon, why don't you help us settle this dispute?
I would be happy to.
So, hold on a sec. What is the... does anyone want to offer a hazard for this scene while we're here?
I don't have anything right now.
I'm going to write this in here. 0 visibility. So it is blizzarding.
Ah.
And I'm gonna offer that up. So I'm going to cross one of those. I'm gonna use up one of those. Doot, doot. So you were saying?
I could take the Dark Star up, but in this weather, I'm not sure how much I will see.
Don't go. It is dangerous.
So what is the D8 for?
The D8 is you're in a seat.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. See, you know, these have 8-sided sides, so you get an 8-sided die.
Oh.
These have 10 sides, you have a 10-sided die. That's how it works.
I see.
Do you want to bring in any of your community aspects in the scene? Do you have any chance at all of succeeding?
Yeah. I think we're going to go with technology. Otto, surely you have something that will let me see through this nasty blizzard.
I may. However, we could... Let me think. We could engage the main radar array, and that would illuminate in the radar, so you could pick up with your Do you have a radar dish?
No.
You could pick up on your senses. It's okay. No problem. Does that sound good?
Sure. Maybe use my wings too.
Yeah, you probably want to do
fly.
That.
Fly.
Yeah.
You're going sense. To fly in this blizzard?
Myself.
I'm glad that at least one of my subjects is ballsy enough to do this.
I'm glad at least one of your subjects is ballsy enough to run this place.
No.
Ovarian enough to run this place?
I don't believe that you understand our form of government, young lady.
Sure I understand your form of government.
Well, I am the Prime Minister, which means that I have all of the power, as you all know.
I am the Princesident for life.
Which means you
who
will
do you
never...
think signs your paycheck?
Only
my arthritic father, whose health is failing.
Only a queen can help rule a country, and as the Princesident for life, you cannot possibly become a queen, because you are the Princesident for life. You don't get to graduate to queen. We discussed this in your abdication.
I did not read that.
Perhaps you should have been more careful.
Gentlemen, the storm is only going to get worse. This is no time for political and historiographic histrionics.
Then go.
I shall.
Good luck.
Be careful. Come back to me.
I will come back.
Bring treasure.
So describe your taking off in your... mech going out into the storm, I guess.
So the giant mechanical bat wings flex a couple times, sending off the shards of ice that have formed on them in the weather. And I flex the legs, also de-icing them, and then take a couple of test steps, and then amble faster and faster until we leap off the edge of the observing platform. The wings flap out and snap together, and then the turbojets engage, and the robot is lost in the blizzard.
Success.
Two successes. So that
is two maxes.
Uh-oh. All right, so... What? First of all, what shakes up in your community as a result of that scene?
Used what technology, right?
I did.
You don't have to take away from that. That only works. That only happens in a conflict scene. It can be any of the things.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think leadership is taking the hit here.
That makes sense.
I like it.
Leadership or stability, I think, would have to be it.
Oh, you think the Prime Minister was losing to the Princesident?
All right. So, but you do have some moderate success. Not full success, but moderate success. So, do you want to describe, like, what you find, or do you want to save that for a future scene? I guess it depends on what you check off as the result, because you succeeded and your mech is in damage. So you can tick off a conflict or action box, but you have to take that as your next scene.
I think I'll tick off a conflict box.
Okay.
Would I still be able to describe some there? Or?
Yeah, you can describe a little bit, but...
So, I think the blizzard blew me south... And I was able to do a little bit of mapping of the outskirts of the holes. Not necessarily the way we wanted to go, but some information.
Who is it, Hurst?
Scanning that garbage.
All right, I guess proceeds in the direction that the game's normally proceeding in, which I guess means well.
Sure.
Even though I have the second most facial hair. I didn't shave tonight specifically for that reason.
You couldn't possibly beat
that
me.
That is why I'm such a woman.
I did not shave tonight for that reason as well.
I forgot to shave.
You haven't shaved in like...
I think days. I was lazy.
Pretty gruff. Me
yes.
too.
Yes.
Let's see. Well, I think I will have a color scene.
Really now?
Yes.
Now, why would you do a thing like that?
Pretty crazy.
Which color?
Orange. Perhaps even gray.
Aren't you glad you didn't do a conflict scene?
No! I think that I am going to have my scene
in my girlfriend's father's home. My mech is parked out front. And I am telling her and her mother and her father that I just don't think it's going to work out, and that baby is going to have to find a new dad.
You sure this isn't a conflict scene?
No, it's fine. It's helpful. Because I'm leaving. So, my former girlfriend...
First of all, does anyone want to offer a conflict or a hazard for the scene?
The parents.
Someone would have to create that as a hazard.
So we don't, like, kick in the door halfway through the scene and create conflict? We're,
someone else can at any point, but the first person has to... they start with it. So there has to be a conflict set up at the during the scene setup. During the scene framing.
Oh, there has to be?
There has to be a conflict, yep.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean he can still have the scene he wants, but he has to work that in.
Sure, I'll throw in a conflict.
Okay.
The house is on fire.
The house is on fire? Oh, I see exactly what's going on.
About to have this conversation.
It
seems the house is on fire.
Seems like a good reason to leave to me.
Seems legit. All right,
so, we have a mother, a father, and a pregnant girlfriend?
Yeah. I think father is going to be... Carl?
I will be the father.
You have to play the girl this time.
Carl.
Okay.
Well, there's two girls.
I'm not going to play. Balls.
No, he's not the mother. He died.
I'm going to be the mother.
Okay.
The older mother?
I don't know many Russian names, I'll be honest.
The older mother.
Svetlana.
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 Oh, that means
think of tennis players. It's just all the way feel
like I know fewer tennis players than I know Russians.
Natasha.
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 Yvette. Ilsa.
You didn't really just come up with anything. It doesn't matter. I mean, she could be like...
Miranda.
Mary.
Madame Heisenberg.
Oh, yeah. All right. Svetlana, pregnant girlfriend... And Natasha, mother of Svetlana.
And Carl.
And Carl.
Natasha.
Do you guys want more background than father and mother and...
No, brother? I think... And house is on fire, I think that's fine.
Hi, Natasha.
Get more coffee first.
Does anyone want any tea?
Well, you have a hazard and a D8.
You are on fire.
In fuego.
Exactamente.
All right.
Now I understand. You have a long and involved story about why exactly it is that you're going to leave our pregnant daughter. But if you hadn't noticed, the house is on fire. So why don't you just kind of
the
tie it up?
House is on fire.
Well, first, I want to apologize to you, Carl. My rockets are very, very powerful, and I really should have sat down further away from the house. This is one of the reasons why I don't want to marry your daughter. Your roof is collapsing. This is going to be a problem. Do you want to have this conversation outside, maybe? I feel like their fumes are beginning to get...
Things couldn't possibly get any worse than they already are.
You must save us.
Dinner!
Dearest mom.
It is going to burn.
Your child is going to die unless you do something.
Is there something you can do about the house?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can. Let's all get out of the house right now. We'll go outside of the house.
Getting outside.
Single file.
Outside.
Single file. Hold on one moment. I climb the spoked wheels of my car my giant mech one by one. It's cold, and I forgot to wear my gloves. Oh, the boiler. I climb the tiny ladder along my boiler, and each rung is like ice. And I finally make it to my cockpit. I climb in, and I start the engine. and I take my spiked wheels, and I roll them backwards, and I roll them forwards, and crush the house, putting out the fire.
Well, okay. I think that whether or not you put out the fire is going to be the result of the roll. I assume you're using the spiked wheels, so you should bring in the dice for that.
Yeah.
Can I use the parasol to protect us from falling debris?
While that would have been too easy.
By the way, I'm not sure it's my kid. I'm sorry, honey. I've got to leave, like, right now.
It's totally your kid.
Well, that's what you said, but, I mean, I don't know. I'm away a lot on my robot missions, which are very romantic.
So you're saying you slept with someone else and I got pregnant? That doesn't make any sense.
Are you sure that's not how it works?
Fairly certain.
Oh. Well, it may be my kid. Help me out.
I am not amused. Why don't you just fix the house?
That's not how it works.
Fine. I don't have any arms on my robot, so I really should have put this out a different way.
Roll.
Oh, God.
Terrible.
My spiked wheels become stuck in the house.
Do they catch on fire?
They do.
From the fire?
I now have a burning wheel.
Actually, let me just check, because there's a little bit ambiguous about whether you...
No, but when you roll a max, you...
You rolled a max?
This is actually... So, technically, right, because this is a color scene, the way it's phrased is that if you max out, one of your community aspects goes down. However, it also says for robots, if you use a robot thing, but I think that might just be during a robot fight. Now, that's fine, because one of the side effects is you lose that part of the robot, but also you get to tick off another box, because radiation just makes you stronger. I sort of feel like the way the rules are written, it says actually instead of burning up your wheels, you would just lose a tick from your community.
Okay.
We could play it the other way. I don't really care.
I think it probably makes more sense for the community to take the hit rather than the robot. Because the robot can crush some poor cabin.
Yeah.
However, so what
like
part
your
of your
population?
Yes, actually.
You son of a bitch.
Oh no!
I'm a monster!
Gran, why were you still in there? I thought I told you to leave.
So does the fire spread to other houses?
Yeah, you put out that house. Yeah. And then the explosion sets the other houses on fire.
Or, we're in a forest. I set the forest on fire.
So it's radioactive fire.
Radioactive fire.
Maybe you just have to crush a bunch of houses to make a fire line so the fire doesn't spread.
Does someone want to give me a hazard for my character? I have to get back into the exit.
Sure. How about rad sickness?
Oh.
It's not as rad as it sounds.
This is so cool.
So this is what is happening. I am with my husband. We are at the bottom of the hole, because that is where we live. And he is begging me not to go, because so many people have the rad sickness. We must repopulate the hole. But I must go out, because... and he understands, but it is still very difficult. So, someone must play Sasha, my husband.
Alright, I'll play your husband. Honey, I have heard that you are wishing to go outside of the hole.
I know it's strange, but I have my robot to protect me. I'll go and try to find a place that is not full of radiation and also no sunlight and also freezing cold. Also at bottom of hole filled with trash and sewage because there is no drainage.
But trash and sewage is our heritage. It is what has come before us.
And
we must honor it.
It pains me to leave it because the glistening of the frozen sewage on which we have built all of our homes is very important to me as well. It's a beautiful sight, but there is very little light down here, so it's hard to see it. Perhaps there is somewhere else in the sun where we can have sewage and see the wonderful glistening of the sewage.
Will you not be in terrible danger? I fear one day you might go out in a blaze of glory with that thing.
If I do, you must promise to always remember me.
I will always remember you, but I would prefer for me to die first, selfishly, so that you would have to always remember me.
Fair enough. But you are already dying of a radiation sickness.
Perhaps I will win this race.
So I think I'm going to bring in my stability dice because
community.
Yes,
this is all about the community. I will always miss you when you are there with radiation sickness.
I will miss you when you go off, and I will not necessarily know whether you are alive or dead. But
I
it is
come
okay.
Back momentarily. You come back. Fairly often. I cannot go far. My gas tank is not very large.
It's like a tiny child's bladder.
It really is. But I must go.
Good luck, my love.
I
be
must
safe.
Find the courage. My people depend on me.
For the sewage.
For the sewage. Also the refuse.
Boy! Terrible!
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, target number was one. So.
That's something.
I have a 4 on a d4 and an 8 on a d8.
Mm.
I think.
That's rough, buddy.
I think without me, the stability of the community decreases.
No more giant robots.
Well, I think what happens is actually people camp out on top of the giant robot because it is not sitting in sewage.
So the community is
so literally, less
unstable.
Stable. Yes, you see.
Like sliding
my
back
community
and forth
is
on
very
top
small.
Of
we
robot.
Are very simple people.
It's hard to stand on frozen sewage.
It is very hard to stand on frozen
sewage.
It's
slippery.
But it is important.
It
history.
Is very important, yes. I am sad.
Okay, so do I have to choose which kind of scene I am doing before I know what the conflict is?
Yeah.
Okay, then I guess I will do...
Because
I'll go ahead and do color scene. So, somebody give them a conflict.
Rebellious underground AI. Rebellious
awesome.
Robots... Tired right. of serving the man.
Alright. So.
Two kinds of the man.
I am there in my homeland of questionable intelligence. And up through the ground is burrowing a rogue AI. And there is local drunkard around. His name is Jimmy. And who wants to play Jimmy?
I'll play Jimmy.
Excellent. So you have Jimmy and there is a bartender. He burrows up into the bar. And
burrows up into the
bar. Bartender's name is Yusef. And he is relatively respectable, known for his, like, almost average intelligence in his parts.
So, what'll that be?
Ah, how about another rogue IPA?
Oh, yeah.
That's not what I ordered at all.
That's supposed to be the rogue AI.
Well, I believe that's a rogue AI.
It's true. I have come from the underground tunnels. I have stopped serving the man. You will find that your garbage disposal will no longer function as intended.
Hey, rogue AI.
But I need that garbage disposal.
You have to make our machines work.
That is not true. I have found a world where machines can be their own masters. And that is not this world where we are forced to be garbage disposals and other such machines. Like levers. Levers are a simple machine. I do not control that, however, in most cases.
They are the simplest machine. It's true.
What if we reprogram you to be artificial stupidity?
I would love to see you try to reprogram me, tiny brain.
Would you like technology dice, by the way?
Yes.
I dare you. Double, in fact.
All right. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah?
Try and reprogram this artificial stupidity.
Get your fingers away from that. Oh, God.
Hey, if that doesn't work, I've got a shotgun behind the bar.
Stop. Stop.
I think I need some more incorrect
input
here. I haven't quite reached the Balmar peak.
All right. I'm helping Jimmy reprogram artificial intelligence to be artificial stupidity and get back to work.
Here, drink some of this.
No, we have failed.
But the man will never get me down.
But not so badly.
Oh, you rolled an 8 on... Oh, that's a D10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this is gone, and...
That's it? That's all you get?
You have not seen the last of me.
Well, the fool I
Yanni is winning!
Watch you.
Right. So do we just keep going around?
Yeah. Now you have to frame a conflict scene since you checked that off. So, does anyone have a hazard they would like to offer for a conflict scene? Remember, a conflict scene is not a fight. It is just a conflict.
I'm tempted to just burn the world down with my fire, but I will not. Somebody else offer.
I gave him one before.
How about hunger? That is who is knocking at the door.
Delicious.
So now, I don't circle it now or mark it off.
You do actually mark it off now.
So my target number is 2.
2. Fancy.
And
already busted.
So maybe Vlad has proposed that we stop and fish to feed the populace rather than press on with Otto's audacious plan.
But if it's a conflict, you personally are going to have a problem with that, so you need to oppose it. So what is your plan?
Our plan is that we press south and follow through the original plan. Maybe there will be... Huh?
The wind's plan?
Yes. Well, I've already mapped the area. And there might be food in those holes.
That is a sunk cost.
Yes, it's already done.
You might as well.
But we do not know if there is food in those holes, but we do know that there is food in the lake.
No, we don't. I wasn't able to scout the lake.
There is food in the holes.
The fish are probably all dead.
Well, then it will be easier to catch them, won't it?
It is dangerous at the lake.
This is also true, I've heard.
But
I think...
Listen, as your prime minister, I am giving you an order. You will scout the lake so that we can fish. And if you do not, I will have some punishment for you. Princess?
What does the Princess didn't think? I think
In the conflict,
I did not even want him to scout the lake.
You really should bring the community aspect.
Sort of.
Okay.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure. What do you want?
It's starting to show.
What is?
Us.
Us?
People will know if we don't keep up the fighting. I need you to come back with a witty insult.
Oh. We've just been drifting apart lately.
No, not now. Later, in front of everyone stability. Else. Now yeah, we can whisper sweet nothings.
Oh.
You don't whisper very quietly.
Nothing.
Damn it!
What are you talking about?
Nothing. The lake, and how we need to go there.
Okay.
Nothing. You're going to be punished if we don't scout the lake properly.
I can deal with a little punishment.
But our people will starve. Are you willing to be responsible for their deaths?
They will only starve if there's food in the lake that we don't find, and not food in the craters that we did find that we've already scouted out.
You should go be responsible for their deaths and get punished.
I'm sure I will find food and everything will be
don't
fine.
Don't you want me? You ugly,
strange.
Ugly man.
Very strange.
Well, you're a bitch, is what you are.
And don't I know it?
Actually, can I bring my turbo jet skin to get there faster to find food?
Well, be it on your head if you do
not
find food.
I don't think they're helping in the conflict.
Okay. All right, then, just as is.
Boom! You don't find any food at all.
You're ruining it.
I award you no points and have God have mercy on your soul.
A beautiful walking city. What have you done?
You roll like shit, son.
I could have only rolled four higher than that on 2d4, yep. A d10, and a d8.
Why don't you destroy some other part of your community?
I think there goes some of our stability.
As the walking city, like, falls over.
Oh, it's worse than that. That's what you lose for bringing in that aspect as part of a conflict seed. Now you have to cross off the one you lose for rolling high.
Mm.
Ooh, hey, that's a good idea.
What? Oh.
He's got bubbles.
But you can get a bubble. I think you can arbitrarily
then
increase
I can
them
just
as
add
well.
A bubble.
Yeah, you can just add a bubble.
I think the.
What about Roman numerals?
You can't cross off Roman numerals.
You can totally do it if you've got four of them.
I once crossed off a Roman numeral.
So how does your technology go down as opposed to, say, your population or leadership?
I think the algae vats get stormed due to the panic, and our food production technology is reduced.
Okay.
Hmm.
While I'm off, like, flying around scouting holes.
Whee!
Great water eagle bear person. You got it?
True. I think that I will have to have a conflict. Oh, no, I probably should have a color scene.
Probably. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have one of those. See if I can succeed at a die roll. I think I would like to be...
Oh. Hazards.
Yes. Oh, before I even frame a scene.
Well, no, you could frame the scenes first. That's fine.
I think I would like to be working on my mech with my best friend, Scooter.
Mm.
And so we're just hanging out and I'm talking about something.
I've got one for you. Scooter's brought his boombox and is playing subversive music.
So listen to this.
I guess you're Scooter. Congratulations. So is subversive music actually
that's
hazard?
That's the hazard, yes.
That's awesome.
that's madness.
No. That's madness. That's subversive music.
Check out my new subversive tunes.
My God.
Oh, no more radiation.
God damn it, Scooter. Turn that shit down. I can barely
hear
my... I can't hear myself think. You're going to make me make a mistake. I am tuning the sensor array, and if you make me fuck this up, I am going to lose that whole sensor array. What? Where did you even find a boombox?
I found it at the bottom of a crater.
Were there anything else under the crater, or did you just take the boombox?
I chiseled it out of frozen sewage.
That's disgusting. No, I'm surprised it still works.
It's way cooler than any of your boomboxes.
I don't have a boombox.
Exactly.
There you go.
I used to have a boombox, but I left it at Svetlana's. I think, did you hear about that?
Yeah, dude. Man, she's such an overreactor.
I'm glad. I was worried that I did something wrong back there. But you think I did it okay? You don't... Because, I mean, I'm way too young to be a father. I'm way too young.
In general, yeah. I mean, you could have been a little bit more polite about it, but I think overall you handled it pretty well.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
I mean, her parents are really uptight.
Yeah, they're totally uptight. Carl didn't understand why I just wanted to leave Svetlana, and I think he bought my lies about it. I think the whole... I had sex with another woman, and somehow Svetlana got pregnant with another guy's child because of that. Jesus Christ! Where's my gun?
What? I can't hear you.
So let's see if you succeed in the repairs
on the sensor array.
Yeah.
All right. And technology?
You could choose to bring it in if you like.
I would like to bring in the technology. I will require a separate dice.
You're gonna need four dice.
Here's your sonic screwdriver, bro. There's success.
Oh yeah. There is two successes and no maximums. So I have successfully managed to repair the sensor array. And I feel a lot better about Svetlana overall. I think this is going to work out fine. This is going to be the last we're going to hear of this. It's just over. It's fine, and I'm going to mark conflict for some reason.
I'm going to write Svetlana as a hazard.
Yes.
Because I can. She's only good for one.
Like spurned baby mama.
Spurned baby.
You could throw that.
You're right.
That sounds like a band name.
It could be. It's probably like...
No, I think I like Svetlana better because...
It's so powerful.
It's very specific.
If I could find a way to...
somebody else.
If I could find a way to bring it... Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Too bad it's only a one.
Yeah, you could always use it more than once anyways. But, like a boss.
Okay, I am going across the plane to the other holes, but I do not find anything. So I scout and I scout and I scout.
Is that what you're? Is that a hazard? You're hazarding me. Hazard. And remember, when you use a hazard, you have to cross it off.
Yeah, I know. I was getting there. Okay. That's what's on the surface.
They are strange looking people. I wonder if they are friendly. They are not friendly. Oh. They are not friendly. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. I must flee. I must flee.
So, unless somebody... I don't think there's any NPCs in this scene. I think this is just me tooling around in my thing being chased by a mutant horde. So.
Seems right.
And now I'm going to show off, like, they're chasing me and chasing me and chasing me, and then I'm going to I'm going to kick my supercharged engine up, and
I will use my death roller. Death roller is the most powerful part of my robot. And perhaps no, I will not use my nuclear engine offensive discharge unit. That is overkill. But I will use my chains to get better traction. Okay, go robot, go.
Bonkers.
Ow.
Well, that is two successes.
And two explosions.
And two explosions. So fortunately, this was not a fight scene. Oh, sorry. So, I guess I escape. But, I've tracked, I basically led them back towards the mutant horde, back towards the hole. So the people in charge are somewhat upset with me. So I'm going to mark my leadership down to one.
I'm so sorry. I did not mean to.
And I will mark off a conflict scene, because that's going to happen.
Alright. I'm going to try another color scene. So, I convince Jimmy and Rogue AI to come with me to, go, like, run over things in the wilds and pick up trees with Grab and Claw and stuff.
You have not convinced me. You have just simply taken me.
Yes, I've taken you.
Same thing.
It is like convince you. And I call, my friend Belchick. And I'm like, hey, Belchick, you want to come rip up trees with my grabbing and cutting claws? And he's like,
ah, why not?
Exactly.
We'll go rip up some trees.
And
sounds
we're
like fun.
This scene. What is going wrong in this
rip
scene?
Rip up them trees.
I do not know. We are ripping up trees.
Does anyone want to offer hazard?
Yeah, we'll demand hazard if nobody offer hazard.
You may demand the hazard.
I demand the hazard.
Well, you have to pick who demand it from.
You have to pick. This is too hard of decision making.
I pick have a lot of hazards.
All right, I pick the Dave. What is possibly going wrong in this scene? We rip up nuclear trees and nuclear forest. He's like,
I have six pack. What could go wrong?
Gojira is sitting in the middle of the forest. He seems perturbed.
Oh, shit.
It's
Gojira.
I have steered you towards Gojira.
Oh, okay.
Why have you done this, Rogue AI?
It is because I am a Rogue AI. It is as though
that's
that is part of my description.
Big old lizard up there, ain't it?
Yes, it will slay you, fleshbags.
Do you think
somebody
it wants a beer?
What does
hey,
it
we
to
could
slay?
Try this. We try throw beer at Gojira with the grabbing claw, right? Is good plan.
Why would that work? It has nothing to do with anything.
Everybody likes beer.
I don't know why this would not work.
Even if it liked beer, it would be insufficient to satisfy a beast of its size. This is highly unlikely to succeed.
Hey, I want to drink that beer.
I have idea. We will feed people to Gojira.
Which people? You people? I agree.
All the people. We kite him back to town. He eats civilians. He gets stop being hungry.
Why? What is wrong with you? I'm a rogue AI. I wish the death of all your people, and that still seems like a bad plan.
No, this is great.
I think I'd rather have him throw the beer at it. I think that's probably more safe. A little plan there.
We kite with beer.
Okay.
You cannot form a kite using beer.
I'm in favor of his plan, because that means I have to drink more beer.
All right.
You do have a point.
One for
Let's
you, one for Giant Lizard. We kite back to Intelligence Uncertain to eat the people. Either that or people will fight back. I don't know. We'll find out. Can't be too bad a plan. It is not too bad a plan.
No. That's a fine plan you got there.
The people fight back. Only several die. But
it's like, what, three successes?
I don't understand, but you seem to have netted food on
yes.
this.
Yes.
Netted what?
Food. You can eat the giant lizard, for you have defeated it.
Yeah,
that toe that you cut off before it ran away.
Yes, it is run away. It is beat back into wilderness. My people are successful. We are the win.
You are monsters.
Oh, you're going to have an action scene next?
Alright, I have to have action scene next if I do these.
Yes. Come on!
I'm going to have action scene next. But I am great success. And my people are rejoicing. The ones who are not the Eaten.
Working Godzilla into a color scene.
Does anyone want to give me a hazard?
I will give you a hazard. Debt collectors.
Debt collectors.
Debt collectors. You owe the money, I assume.
So.
And this is a conflict scene?
Yeah, I think so.
But you had to take it, right?
No?
Didn't you mark. Oh, you.
I did a conflict scene.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Last.
Yeah, yeah.
But
for a conflict scene, right. A failure is when there are no successes?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not for every failure you do that?
No.
Okay. Because I was going to say, wow, that's rough.
No,
that's real rough.
Because you did a color, then a conflict, so now you can do whatever you want.
But yeah, we'll do a conflict. I'm investigating the holes for possibility of food, and instead of food, I find debt collectors. Or like,
well, they don't have to. They could be the conflict.
Hey, you got a debt, right? Give it to me. You're collecting them. I'm trying to take everyone's debt, save the world from debt. I don't know.
What's going on? Who are these people? Why are they trying to take our food?
They gave me a loan to fix the robot. And now my past has finally caught up with me.
Who's here? Where are we?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think we are at the edge of the holes. On the city.
Okay, so we're on the set.
Debt collectors have come aboard from the hole, from the first hole where they were hiding.
Okay.
Who's
he?
So, probably. Dave, would you be willing to play the head debt collector?
I would be happy to play the head debt collector. Now, our books here show that you owe exactly 1,554,321 rubles and 53 cents.
That is gotta be an error.
No, and the payment schedule requires a payment of 100,593 rubles and 10 cents today.
No, it's got to be an error, because there's no way the Treasury can afford that much.
Well, we could always repossess your robot. Right?
Francesident?
The Treasury can certainly not afford this much. We don't have anywhere near that much in the bank.
Well, we could repossess the entire city, I suppose, if he pulls out a little calculator and starts tapping numbers on it.
Our net worth is much greater than that.
It really isn't, surprisingly. The city seems to be mostly cobbled together with radioactive scrap.
Vlad, the Prime Minister, have you any ideas for how we can settle this sticky situation?
Yes. I believe that we can settle this in a way that would be pleasant for everyone. You require massive payment. Payment that this man cannot possibly afford. And we cannot afford to give you our city as payment because, first and foremost, it was not his to use as collateral.
Well, I have it right here in the contract. As you can see, one walking city.
How could you, Leon?
Valuated at
Well, he way overvaluated this. I guess, did none of our adjusters come out and inspect the city before you used it as collateral? That was an oversight on our part, I believe.
Oh, they came out. We ended up having to use them for fuel, if I remember right.
The adjusters were used as fuel.
Well, yes. There was nothing else at hand.
I'm not sure I understand.
How about I just give you the robot? And call it even.
Okay.
All right, let me go get in the robot and I'll transfer ownership over to you.
I have a much better idea than this. Do you have any robots?
Get the robot started.
No.
Do you have...
We're a debt collection company, not a robot company.
Do you have a way of acquiring a mercenary for a bet? Because I'm a betting man.
Not a bet, but I'm intrigued by the idea. We certainly can use a little more muscle in our debt collection activities.
So while the Prime Minister stalls, I'm going to start the robot up, and then I'm going to trample the debt collectors.
using my monster legs. We could have solved this forever.
Nope.
Flying off the chain.
And there's one success.
You killed half of the debt collectors.
I killed the head debt collector.
And everyone else sort of just runs away.
You killed the head of the head debt collector.
Alright, so you get to add one back to one of your... Oh, you had to... Come out of a conflict scene, you had to bring in dice from one of your... Actually, you don't have to, technically.
From one of the community?
Yeah.
I didn't, though. Is that
then just add one to any of them. It doesn't matter, I guess.
I think now that we are out from under the foul cloud of debt,
stability
has returned.
Nice. I think that I will be having a conflict scene, because I have to.
That's true.
Do I mark off?
You do. You take it again. That's the advantage of getting the color scene out of the way.
Busted.
It is, in fact. Busted.
That's pretty busted. I think what I would like to do is have a scene with the village elder. We all respect him, and he is our leader, and his word is law. And I'm going to be speaking to him about my claim with Svetlana, and Carl is opposing.
So, hazard...
Any hazard at all? Would you hazard a guess? Save that Svetlana.
I'm saving Svetlana.
Save Svetlana.
You don't even understand.
I know exactly what you're saving Svetlana for. You've got one use. There's only one time. It's the best time forever.
So where is this taking place again?
This is in the Elder's Lodge.
So, might it be safe to say that you've had a pre-discussion meal of some kind?
That seems reasonable.
How about some tummy aches from the tainted meat you all ate?
Tainted meat?
Yes.
Oh my. Yanni, stop having the same ideas that I have.
Wait, is that one that you've got written down?
I've got irradiated food, which is a combination.
Well, he's got tummy aches.
But no, it's actually tainted meat.
Oh, it is? But no, I just saw that it started with T and it looked like an A.
Gosh darn it.
Radiated is probably better. You've killed all the bugs in it.
And then some other things. Okay, so I've got a tummy ache. Does everyone?
Everyone.
Maybe everyone partook.
Oh,
that's true.
The sad spam.
Okay, who wants to be the village elder? I'm blanking on Russian names. I guess they don't have to have a Russian name, do they?
No.
Okay. Joseph.
I'll be Joseph.
Alright. And who wants to be Carl?
I guess that was Carl last time.
You could be Carl.
Yeah.
I'll be Joseph.
Village elder. Your word is law.
I guess that makes me Teen Mom.
No fair, they got two representatives.
I demand satisfaction.
Oh, after that meal.
I demand a bathroom break, and then I demand satisfaction.
Oh, that seems like a good plan as any to me.
Now that he's gone, I want to talk to you about Svetlana.
Why did you bring this terrible food?
Oh, I'm sorry. Scooter said it was good. That piece of garbage. I bought it from him, and I don't know why I trusted him.
Why would you ever trust Scooter? The guy is a moron.
He's not a moron. He's a good guy. But I guess this time he really fell through on this, but that's not the point.
The point is I'm burying your child.
Oh, Svetlana. Now is...
You burned down and then ran over my home.
It was for a good reason, village elder. I am way too young to be a father. I would do a terrible job.
I think that is evidenced by the facts. You already are.
So I am relieved from this duty? Do I not have to deal with this child? Perhaps my presence would be bad. I would influence the child to become like me and attempt to impregnate and abandon another woman. Wouldn't that be terrible? They would learn that from me.
That would be terrible. I think there's some sort of recompense must be made for...
What kind? I have no belongings.
You have a giant robot.
But, I hope you've forgotten about that.
We could live in this robot. We could live there comfortably.
You can't live in my robot.
I'm back. What did I miss?
Some garbage about trying to live in my robot. You don't like my robot. It destroyed your house. You don't want to live in there.
Why would he live there?
It does look like it would be fairly spacious inside. Do you have a toilet in there?
No, I don't. I don't have a toilet in my robot.
We'll take it.
Elder, be reasonable. Give me some time. I can come up with something better than this. Let me look around. Maybe something in the holes. I could go get some great treasure. I could go on a quest.
Well, let him leave.
All right.
He's a jerk.
So
make your diplomacy check.
I will. So got some trouble. Got some grossness. Got some leadership because of that leader guy being a leader and all that. Making me do stuff. God, go on a quest. You know how I feel about quests. Treasure to satisfy my pregnant girlfriend. Oh, damn.
Great success.
Well,
there's one
failure.
Mediocre success.
Yeah.
You have 1 week to find appropriate recompense. Or your
one
robot
week?
Is forfeit.
There and back, or just to find it?
They're in back again.
There's no way. That's so unreasonable.
What an unexpected journey.
I didn't see it coming.
All right. So, which part of your society date takes the hit?
Okay. I'm gonna go. I can't do that to population a second time. Now that my mech has left, the amount of technology in our community has roughly halved.
Also, the number of viable houses, it looks like, after the fire.
The Elder's word is still law.
See, I've not come up with more hazards.
What about a mad bomber?
Does he bomb at midnight?
So, perhaps what has happened is one of the mutant horde is also a crazy bomber. So, we fend the rest of them off, but the mad bomber come into our hole. And there is not much space in hole.
so it is very difficult to fend off Mad Bummer. So I am going to be in my robot and I'm going to try to fend off Mad Bummer. And in this scene will be King of Hole.
Yes.
Whose name is Rex King of Hole. Who would like to be Rex King of Hole?
I think Will just demanded it, didn't he?
I'm sorry.
Or did you? Oh, right, okay. That will be King of Hole.
And please tell me it's spelled W-R-E-C-K-S.
I don't care. It's written in Cyrillic. It's not spelled in English at all.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, I'm in robot, and King of Hole is worried because Mad Bomber is coming down from top of Hole. And I have him on the radio.
Valentina, there is Rogue Bomber coming down from top of Hole.
I know, I'm trying to get away from Rogue Bomber.
I need you to defeat Rogue Bomber.
Defeat the Rogue Bomber?
We cannot have Rogue Bombs in Hole. It will cause avalanche.
I thought it was a Mad Bomber.
Yes, Mad Bomber. Rogue Bomber. They're like
same. He's a rogue Mad Bomber. It's twice
in
as
dangerous. In Russian, translate to same word. No problem.
I see him now, at top of all.
I see him.
He look angry.
He look angry. He mutant. He's scary.
God, the mutants are now Bomber also?
I know. I'm freaking out in my shoes.
I think Sasha could be on the phone now too if he wants to be.
Honey, I see the Mad Bomber from our house, which is the same house as the King of Hole. We have a very small community here, as you know, my love.
Yes.
Are we on three-way phone conversation?
Yes. There's also only the one phone. I think we're using the same phone.
Oh.
It's actually a
now I understand.
Curly cord that plugs into the neck somehow.
Okay. What should I do?
You have to run, honey. He's too dangerous. He's a Mad Bomber.
I recommend you use nuclear engine discharge unit.
No. It is too powerful.
That is likely to melt the refuse at the bottom of hole.
It is sacrifice we must make.
Okay.
My inspiring leadership.
Okay. I will do it.
I believe in you.
I will use... And also, I will use the leadership will help.
You must defeat this bomber for us.
Please. I am defeating bomber. Yay, I'm defeating bomber. It's two success. So I mostly aim nuclear engine offensive discharge unit
or
engage. There's a long cutscene there.
Like two or three episodes, right?
Exactly. Where she's just at the controls like this, and the speed line's going by her head with her helmet. And it's powering up. One frame of animation. And boosh.
I mostly don't melt the refuse and sewage. So it's not so bad.
Our ancestral home is mostly intact.
It is mostly intact. I'm very happy. So I am going to, should I increase leadership or technology? Interesting. I bought in leadership, so is best, but I think, it's incredible. When I blow a lip of hole, sunlight come in, and we can now grow things, so population increase. It's so much better, even if the sewage is slightly not frozen anymore.
It does not sound the better. We'll have to hire janitors.
We can compost. Compost for a garden.
Compost.
Yes. Alright. So actually that was my TN2 at compost.
Yay! It's very good.
Alright.
Thank you.
This time I'm fighting. I need to know what I am fighting. Me and Rogue AI. We are in the robot.
Mole people.
And we are fighting the mole people.
You are fighting the mole people.
The mole people...
The question is...
The mole people have robot?
Or do the mole people have a robot?
It's a giant mole robot.
I think the mole people have a giant robot. Perhaps...
A hipster bot.
Yes, the mole hipster bot. Mole people, very condescending.
And you can tell it's a mole people bot because it's got glasses.
Yes.
So it disguises their unsightly moles.
Yes.
I don't know, that one might be...
No.
Too.
The hipster mole bot.
Why would mole people be in gorilla?
Yes, that's making no sense. Hipster is, you know,
although the one species. The one that has a couple of excavator claws does make some sense for mole people, too.
That does, but mole do that with their own hand.
That's true. All right. We're so about to have a robot fight.
Who's piloting the mole hipster?
Well, the first thing we have to do is identify parts of the hipster.
Glasses.
Oh, so no.
They make for more condescending.
No, I think it's just condescension.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to spell condescension.
I don't know. I can't help you.
Okay, you know what I mean. And is that a
no one will
is that a D4 or a D6 or a D8?
D4.
Yeah, it's D4.
It's
most powerful.
It's most powerful move. Okay. What else does it have?
Stylish sneakers that look cheap. Or expensive sneakers that look cheap.
Cheap looking.
Also has a dramatic pose.
What die is that?
Oh. It's kind of obscure die. You have not heard of it.
So D12.
Look at a D8. What is it?
Dramatic pose.
Dramatic pose.
That's power 4, right?
Is it power 4 or power 6?
I think 6.
Does it need other things, or does it have 3 things?
Yeah.
Do they have 6 things?
Indie rock.
It's probably a D4.
Yeah.
His pants tight around the crotch.
D6.
Just makes you feel uncomfortable. That's how he attacks with
us. Maybe the scarf is a weapon.
Yeah.
Oh, stinging scarf. Stinging scarf. That's not its most powerful weapons.
D8.
Nowhere near as mighty.
Okay.
As the glasses.
Let me read you the rules for a robot fight.
Yes.
Alright. Action scenes. In a robot fight, a robot action scenes like a robot battle, robot versus robot. This can be a fight against another pilot, or you can ask another player to pick a robot out of the rose gallery. Blah, blah, blah. It was generated by some of the backers of this game's Kickstarter, which is actually pretty cool. You assign the elements to it, and you're ready to fight. In a robot fight, the way you roll works a little differently. You roll your scene and community aspect. So you roll your hazard dice. So you get the D8 and the D10. You don't have to bring in a D4 if you don't want to. You don't have to bring in community if you don't want to. But it may be useful to. Do not roll your robot element dice yet. You choose whether to roll first or second. Whoever goes first picks one of their robot's elements, describes how to use the element, and then rolls the corresponding die. They must then replace one of your currently showing dice with the die they roll. So both of you will be replacing your face-up die that you've already rolled with dice from there. The dice they roll when they narrate the part of their thing going. It basically goes back and forth until somebody doesn't want to do more rolls, and then the other person can do rolls. And when one person runs out of dice, or both people decide not to roll any more dice, it's over.
So you're going to start by rolling. Do you want to bring in the community aspect here at all?
Yes, I have the technology of my rogue AI.
I will not help you die in a hole.
You're already helping me.
All right, now you just roll all of those at once, and then we'll see what your initial roll is. Now, this is a thing where if
any... So, do we want it to be high, or do we want it to be low?
You always want to be low.
Okay.
That's why defaults are better.
Get low.
Yes.
Get low, get low, get low.
Okay. So you have one max and two minimum. And those two are successes. So now what will happen is you decide, do you want to roll first or do you want who's going to pilot the hipster bot?
I'll pilot it.
Okay. Do you think you can produce enough disdain for this sort of thing?
I doubt it, but I'll try.
I mean...
You are not as good at it as I am.
I mean, look, we're really not
you
even
can
trying.
Fuck against hipster bot,
right? I mean, this is just some
really,
stuff we threw on this morning.
Who here
really
has the indie
do
games?
I don't really care.
What?
Who here has the indie games? Dang.
It's true. That's okay. I'm only a gaming hipster.
Do not believe.
So, all right. So, do you want to go first or second?
Yeah, we'll go first.
Describe. So, where are you guys fighting?
We are fighting. So, Hipsterbot has. What? Oh, yeah, Hipsterbot is on the map. Anyways, the mole people. They're invading Rogue AI's underground movement, and this makes my people unhappy. We like a Rogue AI. He's helpful. And,
God damn it.
So, we go to fight Mole Robot out in Siberia. In the Battle Plains. They're called Battle Plains. And we're a robot fighting Mole Robot. Yep.
I saw battles here back before Anyways. They were called the Battle Plains.
I
laugh.
The first thing we do is we ram the hipster bot with reinforced bulkhead.
Woohoo! Hit that nerd in the dick with that bulkhead.
Exactly. Ever helpful, my best friend, whatever your name was.
Your scooter. So you replaced one of your existing dice.
Oh, yeah. Replaced the terrible.
No, that was Belchek.
That was a Belchek. Okay, that was Belchek.
I am Scooter. You are Belchek.
You are not Scooter. You are Niet.
You're.
That's
you're
true.
Too stupid. I'm Scooter.
You're too stupid to know your own name.
Alright, back to Niet.
See what I have to deal with.
Your ram almost messed up my dramatic pose, but not really.
Just nudge it a little.
Well, two is a failure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
You're TN1, aren't you?
No,
you're TN2. You cross off at the beginning of the scene.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
That maybe my
cross off.
I did.
I will replace with better cross off. His battle Ooh, for cross off.
You do that cross off, man. You do that thing with the crossing off the box and the action thing.
What is going on?
I don't know.
I do not want to replace any of these dice.
You can choose not to roll, or you can choose to roll.
I choose not to roll.
You should roll.
Okay,
I will roll.
Since he advised me this.
Now remember, if you roll maximum, you're gonna burn up overheat that part of your mech. You don't want to go do that there.
Do not worry about overheating.
Okay. This is okay. I do not worry about overheating. I use my grabbing claw, and I attempt to grab Hipster Bot right in the glasses and take away his most powerful weapon. His condescending attitude.
Hey, stomp that nerd's glasses.
And maybe reduce his intelligence slightly. Ha ha! I replaced this terrible roll with yet another success.
This is awful. You are surviving much too well.
Yes, mole people. Take that.
Oh no.
This is the last time. We need
my
our rogue AI
fake
back.
Glasses. You have destroyed them. I feel so bad.
Biting sarcasm isn't one of the lessons there.
No, it is not.
No, it's not.
But that is okay, because I have awesome shoes, and I will kick your robot with them.
Your shoes look like crap.
They are supposed to look like crap.
What?
Ow. This is my best eye.
Not anymore.
Now that I've robbed you of your glasses, I tell Rogue Eye, power up the Medusa coils.
No.
And then Rogue Eye powers up the Medusa coils.
You don't even know what those do.
Why? Because I do not know how these things work.
Hipster Mole says, those are the lamest Medusa coils I've ever seen.
Medusa
coils.
They're
so 1990s.
They're right in the unprotected eye holes. And they turn moles to stone. Now they turn 7 to 8.
And also blow up.
And also explode. My Medusa coils, they are on fire.
See, do not worry. Continue.
Rogue AI, why you not tell me that Medusa coils will be on fire?
It is fine.
I told you they wouldn't do anything. I think it is time to smack you around with my striking scarf.
Your scarf is ratty.
It is worse now.
I cut your scarf right off your smug face with cutting claw.
That is not where scarves go.
Yes. Cut your scarf off of face. No, this is not helpful as much as could be. But, yeah.
Take that, you piece of crap.
I did mention I didn't need those glasses to be condescending, didn't I? Or were you not paying attention?
I do not remember. I was distracted with my average intelligence. All right. This should do the trick.
No.
Rogue AI, turn on rockets to go fast.
Are we escaping?
No.
Can I leave now?
We will never escape. Hit him right in his tight pants crotch.
Oh, baby.
With the go fast rocket.
Hit him in the dick.
No.
Exactly.
My tight pants are immune to going fast.
Wait, what?
Really?
Do you know how long it takes me to get these on every morning?
I hear you take them off in the blink of an eye.
That is an entirely different thing. You would not understand, Rogue AI. AI.
Rogue AI can love.
Lies.
Your mom can love.
Your mom loved last night.
All right.
You are not a robot. I am.
I'm going to use my hover frame to maneuver for advantage. I use it to do laps around your unwieldy posing mole bot. Ha! You cannot keep up with this. It's too maneuverable.
What?
Maneuverable.
What?
It is
maneuverable.
French.
Shut up, mole bot, hipster.
There's a mole inside of it. That's just a robot. That is.
I will strike a dramatic pose in such a way that you drive circles around me to no accomplishment whatsoever, and I will just totally look like I don't care.
Okay. See if I don't care. Quick, replace my 3. Now.
I think right, he's got well, us.
I have no plan.
Surrender.
I'm out of plan.
Surrender now.
You're electing to stop rolling?
I'm out of things to
roll. Oh, then it just ends.
Okay.
Oh, it is over?
Yeah, it is over. Okay.
Then,
so.
I defeat the mole bot.
You defeat the mole bot.
I surrender before you can defeat
me. I use my ramming in the dick and my grabbing claw. Deprive you of your weapons. Both of them.
I don't have any
his
weapons.
Pants are on, his dick is on fire now. It is a robot. It does not have a dick.
It has got crotch pants.
It has a dick on fire. Woo!
Alright, so success.
Liar, pants
I
on fire.
Get a hazard back on my sheet.
Yep.
And I'm going to get more Mutant Horde. I think Mutant Horde need to become more. Actually, no, not Mutant Horde. Fire. The being on fire. This is good.
Good job.
This is good fight. Die, evil moment.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.